My name is Tina.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Have you seen the movie Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, I have. I saw it a few months ago. I saw it before the Oscars, and I have to tell you that I loved the movie. It was very well done. The acting was great. And what was even better was that Ang Lee got the Oscar for Best Director at the Oscars this year.
That's right. But what do you think of the actors in this movie?
Well, I thought, like I said before, the actors were wonderful, but in particular, Heath Ledger. He was also nominated for an Oscar. He was nominated for Best Actor, and a lot of people thought that he would actually win. Unfortunately, the honor went to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was in Capote, but many people still think that Heath Ledger deserved to win. Also, Ang Lee, after he won his Oscar, he kept telling reporters how he thought Heath Ledger was absolutely wonderful. And I think for our listeners, if they've seen the movie, they should probably agree.
对了，今天啊，我们要谈论的主角呢，就是这个参与断背山演出的男主角，叫做 Heath Ledger。他曾经呢被提名呢奥斯卡的最佳男主角，很不幸的呢，他没有获得最后的奖项。不过呢，在这个 Ang Lee 大导演获得了 The Best Director 之后呢，他其实一直说啊，这个 Heath Ledger 应该是获得最佳男主角的奖项的。所以今天跟明天呢，我们要用两天的时间来看看这个 Heath Ledger 到底有什么特别的地方。那么是以一种阅读测验的方式来呈现。那我们就开始进行今天的文章咯。请 Lily 老师帮我们把今天的文章念过一次。
Deep in the rugged snow-capped mountains of Wyoming begins a decades-long struggle for love between two cowboys. In the movie Brokeback Mountain, directed by Ang Lee, Australian-born actor Heath Ledger takes on his most daring role on the road to stardom. Ledger's ride began in junior high school, where he was required to take either cooking or drama classes. Unable to picture himself in cooking class, Ledger signed up for the latter. His acting talent stood out as he later became the captain of the drama team. Back then, however, his classmates saw him as an up-and-coming field hockey star. But Ledger had another direction in mind. At the age of 17, he packed his bags and headed to Sydney. He believed it was the place where actors could make it big. Ledger auditioned for everything and accepted anything. It was in Sydney that he landed his first real acting job in a low-budget film. Ledger's parents named him after Heathcliff, a mysterious and gloomy hero in the novel Wuthering Heights. After he moved to Los Angeles, though, his name gained a new meaning. With movies such as 10 Things I Hate About You, Ledger became Hollywood's latest teen heartthrob. However, afraid of being stereotyped as a teen actor, Ledger went after serious roles in movies. He fought in the American Revolution as Mel Gibson's brave son in The Patriot, and played the lead role as an outlaw in Ned Kelly.
对了，我们常常说啊，台上十分钟，台下十年功。其实这个 Heath Ledger, 他之所以现在会这么的有名，当然不是一夕成名的哦，也是经过了很多的努力，才会有今天的成就。所以我们就来看看他其实啊，扮演的角色呢，是一个 cowboy 的角色，但是你绝对想不到，原来他是呢 Australia-born actor， 他是出生于澳洲的。所以我们就来看看今天的文章。
Well, it's very interesting because our article today begins almost like a story. Deep in the rugged snow-capped mountains of Wyoming begins a decades-long struggle for love between two cowboys. So we know that we're talking about Heath Ledger.And of course, we know that his most famous role to date has been his role in Brokeback Mountain. So here we're just introducing this idea, or I should say this movie, Deep in the Rugged Snow-Capped Mountains of Wyoming. Now, Wyoming is a state in the United States. They have beautiful mountains there. So we're saying up in these mountains, there's not a lot of stuff around there. It's just nature everywhere. But in this place begins a decades-long struggle for love between two cowboys.And I think our listeners know that we're talking about a very famous film, and we're introducing that in the next sentence.
那么这里呢，我们就是一种戏剧性，然后感觉呢，这个 Brokeback Mountain 好像就是呈现在我们之中。所以文章的一开头呢，就是描述这个景象。那这个景象呢，就是这个怀俄明州。 那我们用的是一种倒装的方式来开始今天的文章。我们来看一下它怎么样来形容这些山。它用了两个形容词，一个是 rugged。rugged 在这里呢，解释成为崎岖的或者是粗糙的。不过呢，我们要把它跟另外一个字呢来做一个比较。另外一个字呢叫做 ragged, R-A-G-G-E-D。它则是解释成为破旧的或者是衣衫褴褛的，所以同学要把 rugged 崎岖的跟 ragged 破旧的这两个字分清楚。所以就在这深山里面，然后呢又是积雪覆盖的，这里我们用的是 snow capped， 注意哦，要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed。 begins 就是这一句的主要动词咯。我们看到的就是在这个电影里面 love between two cowboys就这么样子的展开了他们数十年之久的一个挣扎、努力以及奋斗。
In the movie Brokeback Mountain, directed by Ang Lee, Australian-born actor Heath Ledger takes on his most daring role on the road to stardom. So here we're just introducing the fact that this is the movie we're talking about, Brokeback Mountain, and I think every Taiwanese person knows that Ang Lee directed it. But here we're introducing Heath Ledger.And we learn that he's Australian-born, meaning that he's originally from Australia. He might not live there now, he probably lives in a city like Los Angeles because he's a big movie star, but the fact is that he was born in Australia, and also if you listen to interviews with him, he still has his Australian accent. Now we learn that in this movie, he takes on his most daring role on the road to stardom. So if you take on something,It just means that you start doing or you try to do something that is challenging, that is maybe difficult to do. Here we say this is his most daring role, meaning maybe some other people, if they were given the chance to do this role, they would feel a little bit scared or a little bit nervous because it's very difficult. But he took on this role and he is well on his way to stardom. We say that he's on the road to stardom, meaning he's going towards stardom. He's becoming a very big star.
所以这里的片语呢，动词 take on 就是有接受或者是承担怎么样的重责。所以当我们说承担重责的时候，我们就可以说 take on heavy responsibilities。所以呢，当你说 take on something， 代表后面的东西对你来讲也是一种挑战。所以这个是什么样的挑战呢？大家都知道 Heath Ledger 在这个 Brokeback Mountain 里面呢，饰演的是一个同性恋的 cowboy。所以我们就用了一个形容词 daring， 这是一个非常大胆的一个角色。On the road to stardom， stardom 解释成为明星的地位跟他的身份，所以也因为这样的角色，更建立了他在这个电影上面的明星的身份地位。
Now in the second paragraph, it's very interesting because we don't continue by talking about Brokeback Mountain. Instead, we start talking about how Heath Ledger got into acting.Ledger's ride began in junior high school when he was required to take either cooking or drama classes. So here we say his ride. That's very interesting. His ride began. Well, remember in the first paragraph, we said he was on the road to stardom. Well, if you ride something, it's usually like you're riding a bike, riding a motorcycle, even riding in a car. But remember, if you're riding in a car, you're usually not the person driving. Maybe you're sitting in a passenger seat.But here it's interesting because we said he's on the road to stardom, but we say his ride began in junior high school. So all of this began for him in terms of acting when he was in junior high school because he was required to take either cooking or drama classes. So while he was studying in junior high school, he had to do something. That's what required to do something means. Now, he had to take either cooking or drama classes, meaning he had a choice, but he had to take one of them. He could not say that he didn't like either of them. He had to choose one. So he could choose cooking or drama. And I guess here it's going to tell us exactly how he got into acting.
But if you were Heath Ledger, would you choose cooking or drama classes?
Well, considering that Heath Ledger is such a famous actor now, it makes sense that he would choose the drama classes.
对了，所以在这里呢，就回溯到他国中的时期， where he was required to take either cooking or drama classes. 这里讲到被要求 be required to. 当我们讲到必修的课程就可以讲 a required course. 同样的修课我们就可以用的是 take courses 或者是 take classes. 所以至于这两者之间呢他要选择的呢不是烹饪课就是这些戏剧课咯。不过对一个大男生来讲你觉得他的选择会是什么呢
Unable to picture himself in cooking class, Ledger signed up for the latter. So he was given the choice. He had to choose one. So he was unable to picture himself in cooking class. If you picture yourself somewhere, it means it's like you're thinking in your head. Can you see yourself doing that? Well, Heath Ledger, he really couldn't see himself doing cooking. So what did he do? He signed up for the latter. And the latter being the drama classes. If we said that he signed up for the former, then he would have signed up for the cooking classes.Now, if you sign up for something, it's like you can imagine you put your name down. You tell the person in charge that you want to do this thing. So usually when you sign up for classes, you enroll so the teacher knows that you will be one of the students. Also, you can sign up for like the baseball team. Usually if you're signing up for it, well, it means that you have to try out. You put your name down on a list so that the coach knows that you want to try out, and then the coach will pick his players from the list.
所以啦 unable to, 这里一开始呢就讲到没有办法去 picture himself, 想象自己呢去参加所谓的烹饪课。所以这里的主词 Ledger signed up for the latter, 这里我们要首先看的 the latter, double T's, 指的就是后者。当然就是前面所说到的 drama classes。那另外如果我们要讲的是前者则要说 the former, F-O-R-M-E-R。那在这里我们要注意的动词片语就是报名参加我们可以讲 sign up for 也可以用另外一个动词 enroll E-N-R-O-L-L 来代替有参加报名的意思
His acting talent stood out as he later became the captain of the drama team So Heath Ledger, he signed up for drama classes and thenWe find out that his acting talent stood out, meaning it was very easy to see back then that he was very talented, that he was very good at acting. And later on, he became the captain of the drama team. So it's very easy to see how when he was younger, he was already a very good actor, because he became the captain of the drama team. And remember, he probably actually didn't think to do drama classes before. It was just that he was required to take something like that. He had to choose between cooking or drama classes. But he was so good that he became the captain or the leader of this drama team that they had in school.
所以就在这样子的 drama classes, 他就展现了他的 acting talent, 我们讲的就是他演戏的天分。那么这个演戏的天分呢就相当的突出明显我们就可以用动词片语 stand out。当然提醒同学们一下这个字也有它形容词 outstanding, 也就是杰出的意思。这里的 as 当作连接词因为后来啊 he became the captain of the drama team. Captain, 这里指的就是这个戏剧社的社长咯。
Back then, however, his classmates saw him as an up-and-coming field hockey star.So we just said that Heath Ledger, well, it was very easy to see that he had talent, he was a good actor,And he became the captain of the drama team. But back then, in the past, if you were to ask his classmates, well, they wouldn't actually say, oh, Heath Ledger, yeah, that really great actor. No, they actually saw him as an up-and-coming field hockey star. So if you asked his classmates back then what you thought Heath Ledger would become, they would probably say a field hockey star.Now, hockey, that's a pretty popular game all over the world, but usually we hear about ice hockey. Instead, Heath Ledger, he played field hockey, which is just hockey on grass. Now, when you say that someone is an up-and-coming star, it means that they aren't a star yet, but it's very easy to see their talent. You can see that with time and with practice, they're going to be a big star in the future.
这里我们先注意一下这个语气的转成词就是 however 前面讲的呢它是 the captain of the drama team 后面却用一个 however 来说如果你去问看看他的同学啊他的同学会把他视为这里我们用的片语是 see something or see someone as 后面再加一个受词那另外常用的用法也可以说 view A as B 把 A 视为 B 那他的同学啊，其实认为呢，他在这个 field hockey 是比较呢有长才的。那我们讲到 ice hockey 指的就是呢冰上曲棍球，不过他打的呢叫做 field hockey， 指的就是路上的曲棍球。那我们来看一下这个形容词 up and coming， 请同学不要把它跟另外一个形容词搞混了。我们先来介绍 up and coming， 解释成为精力充沛的，非常进取能干的。另外一个呢是把这个 up 跟 coming 连在一起， upcoming 解释成为是接近的，即将来临的，所以这两个字的意思不太一样，所以同学们都把它看成是一个 an up and coming field hockey star， 比较有运动的天分。好，不过我们先休息一下，等一下我们再回来看看他到底在哪些电影曾经演出过呢？Welcome back to English Digest. 今天我们要跟 Lily 老师一起来看的主角就是这个有名的 Heath Ledger， 他到底出现在哪些电影？也许同学们有空的时候可以去租一租这些片子，再来复习一下这个 Heath Ledger 他的 acting talent。 我们继续往下面看今天的文章。
Well, in the first half of the show, we began by talking about how Heath Ledger got into acting. How did he start? And it was interesting that his classmates in junior high school, even though he was the captain of the drama team, they thought he was a field hockey star. But as we look at the third paragraph, we find out, well, there's something different. But Ledger had another direction in mind, meaning that he actually didn't think of himself as a field hockey star. He didn't want to move in that direction.He didn't want to have that kind of career. He had something else in mind, meaning he was thinking of something different. And we learn in the next sentence exactly what that is. Now, at the age of 17, he packed his bags and headed to Sydney. So he was quite young. He was only 17 years old. He packed his bags, meaning that he was going to move somewhere and he headed to Sydney. It's interesting when we say pack his bags,Because usually when you use this phrase, it means that you want someone or that person is going to leave. For example, let's say you have a friend who's visiting you and they've been staying at your house for 6 months already and they're eating all your food and you're fighting all the time and they're not paying for anything. So you tell your friend, pack your bags and leave because they have to get all of their things together. And here we learn that Heath Ledger, what did he do? Well, he moved to Sydney.
所以在这里提到的 pack one's bags 指的呢就是打包，那其实也就是延伸出来的意思，准备离开了。所以其实啊，我们在这一段的开头就讲到了 Ledger had another direction in mind， 虽然人家认为他是一个非常好的运动员，不过他心里面却有另外一个方向，另外的一个目标。所以在17岁的时候，在这里我们用的介系词就是 at，那么呢，后面就只好打包自己的行囊，然后就前往了这个地方。前往我们可以用的动词片语就是用 head to。
He believed it was the place where actors could make it big. So Heath Ledger, he moved to Sydney because he believed that Sydney was the best place for actors to make it big. Now this makes sense because Sydney is the biggest city in Australia. And so because it's a bigger city,Well, it has a lot of opportunities for actors. For example, if you're American and you want to be an actor, well, then you would move to a city like Los Angeles or New York. So, of course, he believed it was a place actors could make it big. If you make it big, it means you become successful. You have a lot of opportunities, so, of course, there's a bigger chance of success.
这里我们要注意的就是在 believed 后面的这个 it, 指的就是前面的 Sydney, 雪梨这个城市。所以他认为呢 ,Sydney was the place where actors could make it big. 这里讲到的 make it big 指的就是成功的意思。那这个 where 呢，其实我们要怎么样来把后面的句子一起连接起来，其实我们可以把它想成 actors could make it big in Sydney. 所以 where 当作是一个地方副词。
Ledger auditioned for everything and accepted anything.So here we learn that Ledger, he auditioned for everything. If you audition for something, we're usually talking about trying out for a role. For example, if you want to be in a movie, you first have to try out. Usually the director wants to see you and see if you are suitable for the role. And if you can act well, sometimes during an audition, they will also film you to see if you look good on screen. But basically, Ledger, he auditioned for everything. So that probably means that he tried out for commercials, for TV shows, for movies, for any kind of acting job. And also, he accepted anything, meaning that if he was offered a job, probably if it just had a little bit to do with acting, he would also accept it. He was willing to do it.
对了，所以从这一句我们就可以看出来 ，Heath Ledger 他并没有想要一步登天。所以呢，这里就说了 ，He auditioned for everything. Audition 在这里解释成为试镜，参加一些戏剧或者是电影演出的时候呢，他在挑选演员的时候都要先经过试镜的这个动作。And accepted anything, 任何的角色他也都愿意接受。
It was in Sydney that he landed his first real acting job in a low-budget film. So it sounds like his move to Sydney was really the right choice, because it was in that city where he landed his first real acting job. So I guess here when we're saying his first real acting job, we're saying a professional job, so he was actually paid money to act. And what was this part? Well, it was a job in a low-budget film. If something has a low budget,It means that there's not too much money to spend on it. So of course, here we're saying the film, probably it was a smaller film, we've probably never really heard of it before, or maybe it was just local, meaning that it was only shown in Australia.
前面讲到呢，他去雪梨发展，所以在这里我们就强调了 ,it was in Sydney that, and so on. 所以就强调也就是在雪梨这个地方，这是一种强调的句型。后面 he landed his first real acting job. 这里的 land 呢是比较口语的用法，解释成为获得，也就是在雪梨他就获得了他真正的第一个 acting job 演戏的工作。
Ledger's parents named him after Heathcliff, a mysterious and gloomy hero in the novel Wuthering Heights. Well, this is interesting because now we're actually talking about where Heath Ledger got his name. Now his parents named him after Heathcliff.Well, if you are named after someone, it means that you got your name from that person. So Ledger's parents, what did they do? Well, they looked and they saw this name before, Heathcliff, and so they named their son Heath. Now, where did this name Heathcliff come from? Well, Heathcliff is a mysterious and gloomy hero in the novel Wuthering Heights. Now, Wuthering Heights is an extremely famous novel. I know that I read this in high school.And in this story, there is a mysterious and gloomy hero. If something or someone is mysterious, it means that you don't know a lot about that person. Also, if someone is gloomy, it means that they're sad, they're depressed, maybe they don't ever really look happy. And so, because this is a very famous character in English literature, well, Ledger's parents, I guess maybe they liked the book, so they named their son after this character in the story.
所以这个 Heath Ledger 他的名字是怎么来的呢？我们就看到这里的片语 His parents named him after 所以呢是以这个 Heathcliff 来命名的那谁是 Heathcliff 呢？就介绍了其实就是这本小说叫做《咆哮山庄》里面的一个主角这里我们用的主角呢就是用 hero 这个字那么当我们讲到 hero 的时候就可以解释成为是影片或者是小说当中的主角
After he moved to Los Angeles, though, his name gained a new meaning. So we learned how he got his name. His parents named him after this famous character, but then he moved to Los Angeles because usually hear about actors. They always move to Los Angeles to make it big because that's where all the major Hollywood movies are made. Now, when he moved to Los Angeles, his name gained a new meaning, meaning that his name wasn't just connected to this famous character in a book,But instead, Heath Ledger, he began to become famous himself.
对了，如果想要演戏的话呢，在美国你当然要去的这个城市就是 Los Angeles。所以在他搬到这个城市之后，他的名字就跟其他所有的电影也做了很多的连结。
With movies such as 10 Things I Hate About You, Ledger became Hollywood's latest teen heartthrob, and so he actually got roles in Los Angeles.And there were movies that he was in, such as 10 Things I Hate About You. And I remember this movie came out quite a few years ago, and it was a really great teen movie. It was a lot of fun. I remember really enjoying it. And because he was in this movie, he had a big part. Well, he became Hollywood's latest teen heartthrob, meaning a lot of teenagers, so teenage girls, they were crazy about him, They thought he was really handsome, that he could act really well, and so that's why we say that he was the latest teen heartthrob. If you're a teen heartthrob, it means that all the teenagers love you. If you can imagine, take a look at this word, heartthrob. If your heart is throbbing, it means it's beating, but beating very, very quickly. So we're basically saying that all of these girls thought he was wonderful, and whenever they would see him, their hearts would start beating really, really quickly.
所以呢，首先介绍的这部电影叫做 Ten Things I Hate About You， 中文翻译成为《对面的恶女看过来》。那么就因为这部电影呢，它就成为了好莱坞里面呢最受欢迎的 heartthrob， 在这里解释成为使人醉心的人或者是事物。其实我们来看看 throb， T H R O B， 它当作名词就是可以解释成为一种悸动、一种兴奋，所以会让你的心跳动的人，那当然咯，就是用这个字 heartthrob。
However, afraid of being stereotyped as a teen actor, Ledger went after serious roles in movies. So he became a heartthrob, but he was worried that everyone would only look at him as a teen actor. That's what it means if you're being stereotyped, meaning people only look at you in one way. And so Ledger went after serious roles in movies. He fought in the American Revolution as Mel Gibson's brave son in The Patriot, and played the lead role as an outlaw in Ned Kelly. So after doing teen movies, well, he did more serious films. He fought in the American Revolution as Mel Gibson's brave son. And it's interesting because he was in this movie, The Patriot, with Mel Gibson, who is also a very famous Australian-born actor. Now, this movie, The Patriot, well, it talks about the American Revolution, how America won independence from England. And so if you are a patriot, it means that you love your country.But he was also in this movie Ned Kelly, where he also played a lead role.
对啦，这里介绍的电影还有像是这个 Patriot, 指的就是决战时刻，还有 Ned Kelly, 叫做法外狂徒。其实同学有兴趣的话呢，都可以租这些片子，就可以看到他在这些电影当中不同的演出，也使得他的演技逐渐的精湛。很可惜的，今天已经没有时间啦。明天请各位同学再继续收听我们的 English Digest. I'm Tina.
And I'm Lily.
Goodbye.